This is from the Western Journal. Girls' electric car needs new batteries, except they're more expensive than the car itself. I'm only laughing because this girl thought she was, I'm so good because I got my little electric car. And you lit. I can't even do it. I can't even do story justice. Let's just read the story. It's by Walter Todd Houston of the Western Journal. As more Americans buy electric vehicles, the pitfalls of owning such a car become clear. And one teenager in Florida, just discovered a major problem firsthand. Avery Swinsky, I think that's her name, Avery Swinsky, an innocent 17-year-old girl in St. Petersburg, probably the sinkhole capital of Florida, was thrilled to join the ranks of the electric car owners. Thinking not only was she saving the environment, which is incorrect because of the way I actually have to get the products, but it was also going to save a ton of money by avoiding high gas prices. But not long after taking possession of the car, she was met with a major crisis unique to EV owners. By the way, let me just say this in passing. Paul Cal says in the chat room that Glocks have been the most copied handgun. My Ruger Security 9 is essentially a clone of the Glock, just it has a hammer instead of a striker. So you're right about that. But let's get back into this article. Not long after taking possession of her, what was it? Come on, where is it? It talks about it. Oh, her 2014 Ford Focus Electric. First of all, well, I had a Ford Focus back when I was up in Rhode Island and I made $11,000 a year. It was the only car I could afford, all right? Four-door Ford Focus. And it was a pretty car. It was a vehicle. So Swinsky told WTSP in St. Petersburg that she was excited about her 2014 Ford Focus from AutoNation Ford in Pinellas County. I don't know. Now, this Ford Focus Electric only had 60,000 miles on it. This is very important. It only had 60,000 miles on it. And she said, at first, I thought it was great. I loved it. It was small and quiet and cute. But then Swinsky said it just stopped working. After owning the vehicle for only 6 months. I will say this about my 2005 Ford Focus. I beat the hell out of that car and it still ran. So say what you will about it, but it ran. After owning this electric vehicle for 6 months, Swinsky was shocked that it needed service soon, but her shock turned to outrage when her family took it to AutoNation to see what was wrong. Now, the Swinskys were told that the battery was dead and it needed to be replaced. Anybody want to guess how much it cost to replace the batteries in a 2014 Ford Focus? Anybody want to just take a guess? Brand new battery. You had to replace the batteries in a seven-year-old car. $14,000. $14,000 for a Ford. There's got to be like three batteries in that thing. Ford Focuses are not very big. $14,000 to replace the batteries. Here's the second question for you. You can play at home. How much do you think the Swarovskis paid for the car? Just the car, not the batteries. When they bought the car on the lot, how much do you think they paid? I'll give you a couple seconds to think about that. It's 2014. It's got 60,000 miles on it. If you said 11,000, oh, Scott Resnick got it correct in the chat room if you looked at the story. $11,000. So they paid $11,000 for the car. And 6 months later, they went back to the dealership and the dealer was like, yep, it's going to be $14,000 for the batteries. What? Excuse, I'm sorry. Nobody told me this? Nobody said that the battery, this is what's going to happen. My wife was talking about this, I think a couple months ago. She's like, hey, all right. You saw it yesterday. All right, that's cool. It was $11,000. My wife asked me, hey, what do you think about getting like a used Tesla? I'm like, do not go anywhere near a used electric car. Don't go any, because it's going to cost more to replace the batteries. And this is starting, these stories are going to start popping up more and more as people trade in electric cars for real vehicles. And they, dealerships are going to be filled with them. And you know what? They're like, fine, can we get the battery? And AutoNation was like, yeah, we can't even get the battery. So the car has been sitting at AutoNation for months as they've been waiting to get the friggin' battery. And the Ray Swinsky told, they could have cost twice as much and still couldn't get it. Turns out there's a pretty common problem with this particular car. The battery, not the fact they had to replace it. Add insult to injury. This is fantastic. AutoNation told the family it would buy the car to take the problem off the hand. How much do you think they would give them for a used electric vehicle? $500.